Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by Issa and Lexi from the Sexy Tent. How are we doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good.
I'm chill. How was your commute this morning? Because when I left my house, I nearly fell over on the ice like a few times.
Yeah, I froze my hands off de-icing my car this morning, but we survived, so...
Well, I only left like 10 minutes ago, so...
Oh, yeah. Is it nicer out there now?
Yeah, it's nice. It's really There's nice. Still a frost, but it's nice.
Okay, yeah. Mean. Awesome. Right, we're talking about the Sexy Tet here. Do you guys... What vocal registers do you guys operate in?
Well, I sing bass for the group, so it's more of the lower range of the female singers. Kinda,
yeah, it can go real low. for the group, I probably sing mezzo-soprano.
Mezzo-soprano.
Or sometimes alto, depending.
Is that high?
It's like the mezzo-soprano is probably like the top, and then like mezzo is like the second top. Yeah.
Can you give us a live?
Oh my god!
I'm not gonna put you through that. Okay, that's awesome. So, how do you guys get involved with Sexy Tet? I'm curious.
Oh, good question. I pretty much got recruited. There was a guy that I knew, and I joined like 3 years ago, and he was like, "Oh, you should try out for this group," and then I did, and now I'm still here.
Me.
And Lexi joined us this year.
Yeah, through the audition process, the grueling. No, I'm kidding.
It was also through knowing people, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yeah, a little, I suppose. I auditioned last year, but...
Yeah. She's crazy busy with, like, musical theatre and stuff, so...
True.
So it just didn't quite work out. I was in Jersey Boys at the time, in the Regent, so it just didn't quite... I mean, that's what they told me, but, you know...
No, that's true. That's so true.
But, and so then... Crazy. I auditioned again, took a risk.
Nice.
Got in, yeah.
Nice. I assume both of you have, like, either choir backgrounds or something from high school. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like everyone always, even if you're not in a choir, everyone has some sort of singing background in the group, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, how old is Sexy Tet? Because when you think of the Sexy Tet, they're like, I don't know, a million years old. I thought the Sexy Tet was relatively new, but apparently they've been around for like 2000?
Yeah, true? So it's kind of like a mix of stories. So we found video footage that goes all the way back to, what was it, 2000?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently there was some person at the university that wrote a report on Sexy Tet in 1999. So it's whether we're 24 or 25 years old. We're not sure, but around that age, yes.
Crack up. Awesome. Now, Comedy Night isn't the first non-capping appearance for Sexy Tet. What other kind of events does the Sexy Tet appear at?
We do a few little gigs. Like, this year we're doing a few.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they're, like, private functions or, like, the boys, they sing at, graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is our first, like, more public event that's not capping show for us, which is actually quite exciting.
Mm-hmm. Is that, like, going to be, like, a long-term trend to get the 60-tier out more than just capping show?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. This is the start. Yeah. Sexy Tet didn't used to get a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, it's definitely like we've been pushing it a lot more and we've been receiving a lot more now too. So, yeah. It's only the start, mate.
Yeah.
Only the start. Great to see it. I'm curious, what are your favorite kind of songs to perform as the Sexy Tet? Is it, and how are they chosen? Is it like a group consensus or you'll just do like one for each person? Or how's that come about?
Bit of both, I feel like. I've only been at it for 1 year, but it was kind of like we decided on a theme, or like the conveners kind of decided on like what the medleys were going to be, and then it was basically you go away, like choose a song, and then you kind of like pitch an idea if you've like changed the lyrics, which is quite like scary the first time doing it, because you're like in front of these girls and you have to like just like pitch your idea, and if it's not funny then it just flops and you know you have to like brush it off, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and go
mm-hmm.
back for the next. But Yeah, it's always group decision.
I mean, it's part of the process, because everyone makes little pitches, but also ultimately we decide as a group. And this year, for example, we all decided on this one song, and then after like a month of trying to come up with stuff, it just didn't work out. So then we're like, all right, abandon this.
Oh no.
Let's start again and start somewhere else. And yeah, so it's all part of the process.
Can I inquire as to the song you were making and why you abandoned it? Was it just not funny?
Yeah, we just couldn't come up with good lyrics.
It was
to American Pie.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Yeah. Oh, it was
cool.
Too hard. We just couldn't come up. It just didn't work. Yeah.
There's a lot of potential.
Yeah,
there.
Well, I feel like we had some good, like for the chorus, I don't know, we had some good zingers, but we were going to make it a whole song, and we just found it hard to, like, keep it being funny, like, keep adding on it was hard.
Because you need to have, like, a full storyline, and it needs to go places so everyone's like, oh, what's next?
So, people can continue
to
engage.
Yeah, so we did have heaps of ideas, but none of it, like, clicked, so that's more like, okay, we're just going to have to try something different.
I know that feeling when you think you have a great creative idea and you're like, oh, actually,
the frustration. No.
Yeah.
Gotta
put it back in draft, so. What kind of songs can we expect to see at Comedy Night? Is there a theme that you're working with? Are we using some of the capping show songs? What's the vibe?
So we will be using some content we did this year, but also actually some of the much older content that hopefully the people that are into Neen now won't remember anymore, I wouldn't have seen. So, because we only had like a short period of time and it is the holidays, so everyone's away and we have 3 days before the show to come together and practice. We are recycling old content, but obviously the people that are into Neen right now and are probably coming to the show may not have seen that, so it's technically new content.
Yeah. It's a new coat of paint.
Yeah,
you know, it's good. I'm curious. Have you guys done WAP before? I feel like WAP has a lot of potential. The WAP intro.
Like we would change the lyrics.
Yeah, we just sing the song.
Yeah. You just sing the song, legit.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Could
it has potential. I don't actually know if we've ever done like a rap song before. Like, has 60 ever delve into the rap genre?
No,
you know,
I don't
like they've
think
done 2000s,
so.
They've done 60s, like.
Or Crawl
maybe
by Dan Rumble.
This is
I feel
a
like.
new opportunity.
Yeah. Maybe some like DMB or something. You know, like get the
make the drum and bass noises.
Yeah.
Do Purple Hat.
Never know. Next year, you gotta come to Capping Show to see.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, thank you very much for stopping into the station this morning. It was great talking to you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you for having us.
No, of course, mate. That was old mate Issa and Lexi, who are part of the Sexytet. If you'd like to go see them on Comedy Night, get your tickets at the OUSA website.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.